It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. And for all of you listening on Talk Radio 790 KBC or on the internet at kbc.com throughout the United States, Canada, and the world, I am Alan Gervie, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And I'm not only here by myself, I am here with the beautiful and talented Kerry Kasem.
Well, hello, Alan Gervie.
How are you?
I am fine. What's up with the voice?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm a little hoarse. Not a poem. Yeah. That was good. Was that Kerry or was that one? Did you do that?
That's me.
Wow, I thought it was the
sound
effect.
No, he doesn't have the sound effect for the horse. I think I'd be better than the sound effect. And he's like shaking his head, no, we don't have it.
I'll tell you something. I said I was a little horse, and I'm not a pony. I'm a little horse because I had a fit this week on Thursday.
What happened?
I received a really strange opinion from a judge in one of my cases, made absolutely no sense, and I totally lost it.
Okay, how do you lose it? And then if you lose it in front of a judge, does that mean you're going to lose your case too?
No, I wasn't in front of a judge. I was in front of all of my employees at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, and they watched me act out this rage, this fit. I was screaming. My voice was gone. It was like, I would love to say that I went to the Stanley Cup and I watched the Chicago Blackhawks playing the Tampa Bay Lightning and screamed for the Blackhawks, but
it
was right at my firm. I had a meltdown, and I did it because I knew who the guest was today on our show.
Rick Hoffman from Suits?
That's correct.
Okay, no. I want to know why you had a meltdown.
For those of you who watch Suits, we are privileged and honored to have on Gervie's Law a little bit later, Rick Hoffman, who plays Louis Litt, and we watched Louis Litt go into rage after he found some interesting news out on the show Suits. And I had that rage. I was being Rick Hoffman, Louis Litt, at my law firm, and I managed to survive, but my voice didn't.
So I want to know, I mean, really, did you actually go into rage, or were you just...
I did.
And there was something real.
It was real. It happens. I'm not proud of it, but it does happen. And we're going to ask Rick Hoffman how it felt when he went into the rage that he did when he found out about one of the partners in the show. I'm going to leave that to later in the show, because if I talk about it too much now without Rick being with us, I'm going to be injecting my feelings about rage and lawyers, and I want to kind of wait till Rick's on the phone. He is an actor, of course, but he's playing a lawyer, and we need to know whether lawyers are actually just egomaniacs, and they go into rage because of something, maybe an insecurity inside them, or because they really feel that their client is being wronged, and that's why they're going into rage. So ask me, Kerry, why did I go into this rage where I've lost my voice? Was it because my client's rights were violated, or was it because I didn't get the favorable decision that I thought I would?
Well, could it be both?
It could be.
So with you, what was it?
I don't know. You know, if you were my therapist, I would probably say it was more of the fact that I lost. But
so it was more ego.
I would love to say that it was simply my broken heart for my client. But I'll tell you, because the decision made absolutely no sense, and if you're a lawyer out there, and if you've had a decision that makes absolutely no sense, and you have gone into this kind of rage, why is it? Why is it? Is it because your feelings are hurt? Is it because you're not as good as you thought you were? Or maybe it's because you feel that your client's rights were violated. We're going to ask Rick about how he feels when he's acting on the show Suits. And, of course, if you haven't seen Suits, it will be premiering its fifth season on June 24th. So it's coming up, and you can always watch the first four seasons to get caught up. And we're going to talk to Rick about what is going on. And, of course, Rick is having a birthday.
Yes, it's Rick's birthday weekend, and I know that he has people over his house. I've known Rick for almost 20 years. So we went to acting school together.
Wow.
And I just got into the show Suits about a year ago,
yeah.
And I binge-watched. My boyfriend and I could not stop watching this show. It was so good. I had never really heard of it. I heard of it here and there. How dare the Emmys and, you know, all the people that give the awards not do something for the show, the acting, the writing. It's superb.
It is.
And is it because it's on USA? I'm trying to figure out what it is.
No, it's not because of that. It's political. They just
right?
don't have enough money to pay off the people who awarded these grandiose awards. Anyway, you know, we're going to talk a lot about that today. But before we do, we have some big news here at Gervie's Law. And this is the first time that the public is hearing, everyone who is listening right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC or at the KBC.com Listen Live button. I want to make an announcement and that I'm very happy about, very proud of, and I just don't know how to do it because, you know, Carrie, you've been in the radio business for so long.
Yes.
And you've had a lot of opportunities to make announcements about all the great shows you've done. So how do you do it when you are proud of something and you want to tell everyone about a wonderful, great, new radio program that will be premiering next Saturday? How do you do it?
I get on all my social media, and then on my, you know, current show, I could say, hey, tune into this show, which you're going to do.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get on my soapbox, because right now I don't have time to get on my social media. I'm going to get on my soapbox, and I'm going to tell everyone who's listening that next week at 3 o'clock right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC, we are premiering a new show, and the show is called The Doctor's Roundtable with Alan Gervie. Yours truly.
I think it's awesome.
Wow.
I think that's great. It's like your own doctor show.
It is a doctor show. And what I'm really excited about is we are going to do it like the Bill Maher show, the real time with Bill Maher on HBO. What Bill Maher does is he has a panel, three people. They bring out political issues. And they talk about it from different perspectives. In medicine, there are so many controversies that exist. So many people out there are thinking about what kind of treatment they should have when they get a diagnosis, whether good or bad, usually bad. But there are so many different modalities of treatment, so many diagnoses. We are going to talk about all of these things, all of these modalities, all of these treatments, diagnoses from different perspectives. And the first show next week is going to be on addiction and substance abuse. That is a huge topic for a lot of people. You've all probably been touched by someone who has suffered from addiction, and we are privileged to have on our panel, on the round table, the doctor's round table, Dr. Avi Jaffe, who is a UCLA-trained addiction specialist who serves as one of Psychology Today's leading addiction authors and serves as Alternatives Director of Research, a science-based addiction treatment approach. Now, he is going to be joined by another doctor, a clinical psychologist, Dr. Liana Georgoulis. We're just going to call her Dr. Liana. She's a clinical psychologist and the president of Coast Psychological Services. She has a therapeutic approach to addiction, and we're going to talk to her about that. And, of course, we have one more guest because the roundtable wouldn't be complete without the three, and we have Michael Bloom. Michael Bloom is the president and director of Pasadena Recovery Center, a 12-step-based inpatient recovery center. We're going to talk about his views on legalization of marijuana and some other addiction issues that we really need to talk about. Carrie, aren't you looking forward to it?
You know, I will definitely listen to your show. And do we know the time?
Yes, it is going to premiere at 3 o'clock right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC, 3 o'clock, right after Gervie's Law.
So you go right from this show into the other one.
It's going to be incredible. We're going to have Gervie's Law and then the round table, the doctor's round table with Alan Gervie. And I'm going to tell you next week on Gervie's Law as a special precursor to the premiere of the Doctor's Roundtable, we're going to talk about lawyers and addiction. And we are going to have on the show special guests who include lawyers who have had problems with addiction. As you know, Carrie, being a lawyer is a very stressful job. And we especially are susceptible to addiction and dependency. And when we talk to Rick Hoffman, we're going to ask him if Louis Litt feels the stress, because when we see him in his rages, when he finds out things, you know, all the competition just within the firm, how does he control himself? Does he go for a drink as Rick Hoffman, or does Louis Litt go for a drink?
I guess it's kind of how they write the character, right?
I guess so.
Like, look at this. I'm telling you, people love Suits. Our lines are already lit up.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Suits is one of my most favorite shows, and Rick Hoffman is literally the highlight of that show. So.
He is, and yeah. If you want to call in, it's 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-KABC. If you want to talk to Rick Hoffman, give us a call. We are lighting up right now, and when we come back, we're going to have Louis Litt on with us, so don't miss it. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years. And I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yes, it's Alan Gervie right here. I'm getting a little bit sexy with that music.
With that voice.
That voice.
That
I like
sexy
it.
Voice.
It's my sexy voice. It's from Screaming and Yelling as an Attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, going into rage just like Louis Litt. I got to tell you that we are here taking negatives into positives. That's what Gervie's Law is all about. We're taking Murphy's Law and we're turning it upside down. And our next guest is someone who is a prime example of how you take negatives and turn them into positives, because when he started out on this show, he was a little bit, I think he was thought of as kind of a wacky dude, and then all of a sudden his heart has come out. Over the last four seasons, we've seen this evolution of a wonderful character, and now, coming into the fifth season, which will be premiering on June 24th, there is so much to the Lewis Litt character that we are so happy to have with us.
But
the
first,
one, the only.
But first,
here we go. Happy birthday. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And may all your dreams come true.
Oh yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rick Hoffman. Woo!
Here he is, the birthday boy.
All right. That's very sweet of you guys.
Wow. Happy birthday, Rick.
Well, thank you. As Kerry knows, I am in the midst of celebrating it.
Yeah.
Here, with cast and crew. And, you know, being that you, Kerry, you said that it was very nice of you that, that I was a very integral part of the show. They're my cast members right now are very, they're not really happy with that.
Sorry.
They're not happy? we're
no,
giving props.
Actually, no.
We're telling.
No, actually, they're doing many other interesting things.
Well, I want to hear about it. We're going to hear about it shortly, but I got to tell you, we're giving props to Suits because it's been an incredible show, one of the best written shows on TV. So all of the cast members who are parting with you right now really deserve a big high five from you because everyone knows that watches the show that they are just so psyched and pumped to get to season 5, June 24th.
Well, that's nice to know, and it's always like, people are like, what, are you for real? Why are you acting always like you're so baffled by the success of the show? And it's only because, as Kerry can probably contest, she would agree that, like, I, you know, have been through quite a bit for the show, you know, on several series that never went so well, and you start to get sort of like a, you know, like you start to think like, oh, well, maybe it's, you know, you take it personally. And then finally, this was something that, you know, I think it was just the alignment of the stars when you have the right chemistry together and you have the right writing together and everybody gets along. It's a very rare, rare thing. And
so,
Rick. And we, yeah.
Now, you're celebrating your 45th birthday. Life is half over. Well, maybe not.
Oh, my God, Alan.
No. Go ahead, Alan.
I want to know. Tell us about what it feels like looking back at your life and where you are now, both professionally and personally. Mm-hmm. How's it going?
It's going well. I would say, look, with this, the way this character's written, and as you said, Alan, when you were trying to describe what he was like the first season, he was a douche. I mean, that's all.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And then, like, he ends up, but he realized, and they started writing, he started seeing his heart, and so he's a douche with a heart. And everybody kind of either works with or somehow comes into contact with those types of people, and somehow he's become more relatable to an audience, and I can only thank, you know, Aaron Korsh, who created the show. They have a blast writing for this guy. I have a blast playing him. It's insanely challenging. So as far as work-wise, it's been the most, you know, I could croak tomorrow at 45 and say it's done. I'm good.
What about personally?
I just had a newborn baby.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
Thank you. And he is almost 6 months.
Great.
And thank God he looks mostly like my fiance.
Oh, come on.
But he's got my cheeks, Kerry, and my earlobe.
So cute.
Kerry wants to squeeze those cheeks right now.
Yes.
Oh, you saw the picture on Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, he's so cute. Oh,
he's
my God.
Cutie.
So cute. I mean, I've known you for so long, and I've seen you come up from literally just coming out here, living, you know, with roommates, trying to make it, you know, being a waiter, what everybody else does here, and you made it. It's such a small percent of people who come out here and try and make it. You made it. And you're on, like, you're on my favorite show right now. I've told you that over and over again. That's actually how I tracked him down again. I'm like, oh, my God.
So, Kerry, how did you remember Rick when you knew him way back when?
What do you mean? Rick's not changed. He looks the same as he did 20 years ago. I'm not kidding you. He hasn't aged.
I mean, let's take it easy. I mean, like, my hairline is gone. But, like, the thing is that Kerry and I had, like, a very fun bond when we were in acting class together. And, you know, like, Kerry, as everybody knows, that's close to Kerry, is, like, just this very warm, goofy, like, you know, she's just, like, this fun,
Kerry tells...
I would say, like, no, but I mean, like, she's like gorgeous, but you, most gorgeous women don't have that, like that just out there, ridiculously fun, funny personality as Carrie has.
I was crazy though, Rick. When I knew.
Well, I mean, but that is crazy. But like, that's crazy is okay. And like, you know, you mean crazy like choice making crazy?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. She also means she told me something about a strip club or something. You guys, that
right.
That's what she's talking. What is that all about?
Well, I'll tell you this. Like, I'd ever had that talk afterwards with Terry that I was like, oh, you know what? I really actually am attracted to you. I don't know how I never, because she took me to a strip club and then she stripped. So it's like, how could you not be attracted?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this was 20 years ago. I was a completely different person. Let's just throw that out there. I was out of my mind. I was nuts. Now, when I stripped, I didn't get naked, but I did. I said, do you remember it was me, you, and this guy, Seth, okay?
Seth
wouldn't come with us. Don't you remember? We were in the parking lot at Tracy Roberts. I'm like, let's go do something fun, guys. And Seth's like, oh, I got to get to bed. I got to go to sleep. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, come on. And I didn't call you Rick. I called you Nick the entire time.
So that's what she would do. Like, she's like, oh, I think you're more of a Nick. Like, cool.
As long as she didn't put a PR in front of that.
Yeah, I was like, okay, whatever. You're, you know. So we had this one fun night, and we continued on to have, like, a lot of fun, and she was in love with my roommate, Seth.
Seth, so we're still friends.
So is Seth as, Rick, is Seth as famous as you are?
Seth, as far as, I don't know about famous, but, like, I tell you
Oh, wait, we can't hear you. For some reason, did you back off from the phone?
Yeah, where are you?
No, can you
now
hear me?
Now we can hear you. Now we can, okay.
No, Seth was, I don't know if he's famous, but, like, definitely, he taught me how to act. Like, that guy was insanely driven and was one hell of an intense actor. And he was my roommate. And, like, you know, there was a lot of hard lessons I learned by being, you know, listening to about the business from Seth. I don't know ultimately what he's doing now, but, like, he definitely one hell of an actor. And then, you know, Carrie was there. All of us had fun together. And then throughout the years, you just sort of keep track of how everybody's doing. And somehow, I think actually through Nat, right, Carrie?
Yeah. Carrie's getting excited. If she starts taking off her clothes, she says it's hot in here. What is it? What is it, this effect you have on this woman, Rick?
No, I love Rick. No, I look.
She starts to take off her sweatshirt
okay,
right now.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just say something for people listening.
Carrie was always like, If I was ever, you know, how could you not be attracted to Carrie? Every time, like...
You can't hear you. For some reason, you have to repeat that again.
Every time, like, you know, you're like, oh, Carrie, you know, I think I have feelings for you. She's like, oh, Nick.
That's funny. So wait a second.
Oh, Nicky. And then, like, you know, then it was back to the friend zone.
Yeah, right. Speaking of the friend zone.
So funny.
I'm not going to be friends with Carrie if we keep talking about this because we have to do a legal show here. So let's put on our legal hats.
All right.
And we have to ask Nick a question.
Dad.
I'm sorry. Carrie's laughing.
Wait a second. This is a legal show?
Yeah, exactly. Is this a legal show? She's laughing her butt off right now.
Oh, God.
All right, Carrie. I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
Let's talk about your character. And, of course, we know it's your character. We can hear you've got a great personality, but that's Rick Hoffman. Let's talk about Louis Litt. How do you play a role of someone who is so complex, so convoluted in a lot of ways, but has this great heart, as we've seen over the last season?
That's just a combination of, I think, in the first season, they pretty much used the first, you know, the two guys, Gabriel and Patrick, because it was about their brotherhood, you know, their bromance.
Yeah.
And they peppered in the other characters.
Rick, are they there with you now, Gabriel and Patrick?
Gabriel is. Patrick's in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, cool.
But basically, those guys were, you know, they featured because those are the faces of the show, and it was about their relationship. And then, you know, they peppered in, you know, occasionally Gina, Sarah, Megan, myself, which was smart because it gave an audience some time to get to know them slowly. And then as the relationship sort of kind of, like, you know, they would try out certain relationships and see if it worked or if they didn't work in certain scenes. And USA was patient.
They you know, Rick, they had to be patient. We have to be patient because we actually are running up against the news at 2:30, 5:30 Toronto time, of course. We have a bunch of callers waiting to talk to you. So when we come back, if you want to talk to Rick, call us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Dallas police headquarters and sprayed the building with gunfire has been shot dead by a police sniper. Correspondent Andy Rose.
Authorities say the suspect, who identified himself as James Bulware, rammed a police car, then used an assault weapon and a shotgun to fire multiple rounds into the building and police cars. According to authorities, he blamed police for having his child taken from him.
In rural New York State, the search for two escaped killers is in its eighth day. Correspondent Sarah Gannon reports the woman accused of helping them is being held on $100,000 bail.
Shackled and appearing terrified, prison tailor turned prisoner Joyce Mitchell was arraigned late Friday night, accused of helping Richard Matt and David Sweat break out of the Clinton County Correctional Facility. She faces a felony charge of promoting prison contraband and a misdemeanor criminal facilitation charge.
Matt and Sweat still assumed to be together. I'm Evan Haining.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I noted that tire tracks leading into the joint were different than the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the QuickLane credit card. QuickLane is ready to serve. Visit QuickLane.com. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with QuickLane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating QuickLane for details through 6/30/15.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit QuickenLoans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes, the glass is always half full, Carrie, isn't it?
When we're here.
When we're here. You know, you're listening to Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. You're listening to Carrie Kasem as well. And we are fortunate and honored to have with us someone who is what Gold Derby described as an impassioned and heartbreakingly gut-wrenching performer. That's Rick Hoffman from Suits. And I'm just going to read this. This was published not too long ago. When Gold Derby wrote, there wasn't a more impassioned and heartbreakingly gut-wrenching performance by an actor on TV this past year than that delivered by Rick Hoffman on the mid-season finale of USA Network's legal drama Suits back in August. Hoffman's ability to convey this raw and unbridled rage as Litt confronts those that have betrayed him made him one of TV's most impressive performers of the year. Rick Hoffman, that's some pretty high praise.
I that's an understatement. I mean, like, I don't even know what to do with that one.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know.
Okay, while you're stunned and sitting there, of course he's celebrating his birthday today, and we're so happy that he came on with us with all. He's got the cast there, Gabriel's there, and I'm sure others. We do have some callers. We need to get the callers. In fact, we have someone
sure.
from, we got Toronto calling. Suits is really big in Canada. I guess it's shot in Toronto, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and the fans are amazing. And they're just, you know, they're just so, like, I can't tell you how, you know, since that we started, they've been just so friendly and kind. There's really been, you know, it's Canada is an amazing country.
It kind of makes you want to live there, Rick, doesn't it?
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Raina from Toronto, Canada, you're on Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KBC with Rick Hoffman and Carrie Kasem. Hi, Raina.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi, Raina.
Hi.
How are you?
Everything's good. Are you enjoying the sunshine in Toronto? It feels like California today.
Did not think it was going to come out today, but it's just because we've been having bad weather up here, guys. So this was kind of a nice little break in the action with some sun.
So Raina, do you have a question for Rick?
I do. So, Rick, do people ask you for legal advice in your real daily life?
No, never. They know, as soon as they start talking to me and know that I really basically never finish my sentences, they know that I'm not they know I'm an actor. You know, there's no, as far as, you know, I do get a little bit of a, I got a little of a head start on the legal jargon just because I had done another show that was a law-based show. But other than that, it's I meet a lot of lawyers, and my God, I could never. Could never.
Well, you do a pretty good job as a lawyer on the show. Now, Raina, are you going to be watching the premiere coming up on June 24th?
I definitely will. I've been counting down the days. I actually was a late Beach Watcher, so I binge-watched on Netflix and then had to catch up. Like, I'm dying to watch the new season. I can't wait.
So do you want to twist Rick's arm and ask him what you can expect this coming season?
Oh, I don't know. Rick, what can I expect?
I mean, I can give you like a fun little snippet of something. Just know that in the third episode, we're going to have a very big round surprise.
Oh. Round?
Yep, big round surprise.
A big round surprise.
Wow, we're all thinking.
Something's either pregnant, okay.
Raina, what do you think it is?
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, baby came to my mind.
Yeah, baby, that's or it. A big fat cat. Okay, Rick, I have a question for you. Raina, thank you so much for your call. But
thank you, Raina.
Yeah, I have this question for you because I know you have this dialogue where I literally sometimes have to rewind because I'm laughing through the entire scene. When you do with the cat, when you, like, were writing love letters to the cat and you tried to keep that man's cat, do you ever lose it when you're doing that kind of dialogue? Because it's so ridiculous and over the top.
No, I don't know what you're. I don't know what you're up to yet, Carrie. I know Naz is ahead of you. I know that you're trying to like catch up, but like we, you know, they realized after a certain period of time that, you know, because I'm deathly allergic to cats, that they had to cut out the cat situation after the third season. So the last season four and five, no cats. But like I will say the one time I did break was in last season, which I'm not sure if you're up to yet.
I am. I've watched everything.
Okay, so it was with D.B. Woodside's character where I told him that I like to eat cock for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That was like one of the hardest scenes to not break.
But you lost it? You lost it?
Oh, yeah. The cat stuff, no. I mean, I was just trying to keep alive during those scenes.
You know, Rick, we have another caller from Toronto again. We are all over the United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. We have Kyle from Toronto. Welcome to Gervie's Law, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. Thank you. Hey, Rick, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
So, Kyle, you're talking to Rick Hoffman. I assume you're a fan of Suits. What do you have to say to him?
Huge fan of Rick and the show. Obviously love Lewis.
Thank you.
Question for you. Do you see yourself, Rick, in Lewis? I mean, sometimes we all love having those you just got lit up moments in life. Does that, you sort of live through that in the character?
I mean, I would say as far as it's the gullibility, it's the goofiness, it's the, you'll catch him occasionally doing things that are sort of like, oh, wait, I didn't realize that he actually, like, you know, any type of, I don't know, a while back there was something like where he was on to Mike at one point and he was like, you know, imitating what it would be like for Mike and all of his good-looking fraternity brothers. And they keep some of the things that I make fun of, like, you know, like, oh, hey, bro. Oh, yeah, bro. yeah, I'll see you there. Hey, why don't you suck it, bro? Like those types of things. that's like me because I can't stand those guys. But like, as far as like Lewis mudding, that's something that, and also Lewis being like this guy who constantly steps on his own foot is heartbreaking for me as an actor to play, because you just want him to, you want him to have friends.
Kyle, let me ask you this question. Were you happy when Lewis found out the truth about Michael, or was it something that you didn't want to come out?
I think it was inevitable and a bit of an uncomfortable situation as a viewer. You know exactly what you wanted to happen next. Obviously, the Rick's performance in that episode particularly was incredible, and I think that's what was being talked about in the snippet of the article that you read before, but I think it sort of is opening up the show and taking things in a new direction, and I think it'll be exciting to see what comes of all of it.
Michael, you know, I'll give you a little hint of this season. I could say you would think that, well, you could think that, like, you know, that was dramatic, but something else happens that's pretty dramatic, and the writers always kind of shock the hell out of us as actors, and it's, like, so cool to have these really smart people writing. We're psyched again for something not obviously not Mike's secret, but something else that comes out that's just really messed up.
Well, looking very forward to the new season and watching that play out.
Thanks for calling, Kyle. We appreciate it from Toronto. Now we're going to go to California, Encino. Ralph, you're on Gervie's Law with Rick Hoffman. How's it going?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey there,
Rick. Huge fan. Love the show.
Thank you.
I had a question for you. Are you, you're so clean cut in the show and in, you know, in immaculate clothing. Is there something that you're looking forward to next, like maybe something grittier or a period piece or anything that you really want to, like, get your teeth into? You know what I mean?
It's a great question. And I, you know, look, this is like, you know, if you're an actor and you catch a wave like this, you know, you don't really, because we're not, you know, there's no sign of us going away for a while. So, you kind of just want to enjoy every moment of this because this is never going to happen again. But as far as like an actor,
you never know that.
No, but I mean, like, no.
You're a realist. You're not a lawyer. You're
this
a realist.
This will never, ever happen to me again, ever.
You know,
life is,
I mean, like,
over after the show ends.
No. Like, as far as the luck of everything, like, kind of falling into place with the show, as Gary, you would know. Hard. You know,
Rick Hoffman, just a little reality. I'm going to sprinkle some on you right now. You are so talented, so sickeningly talented. I don't think you are ever not going to be on a lucky streak. And I know that's, I mean, it's very rare to say that to an actor because there's so many out there. But if people, honestly, if people are watching the show, and I think they are, you're going to, after the show ends, you're going to have a long, strong career, my friend. There's no way.
Very nice of you to say, Gary. And the thing is like, you never have faith in the business.
Oh, wait, your phone's going away from your mouth, and maybe hold the drink from the other hand.
No.
Yeah,
no,
move the drink away.
Move the drink away, Rick.
Drink.
I know it's your birthday, but, you know.
You know, Rick, I got to say, I heard you once said that this show could be about fly fishing and it would still have strong audience listening and watching. Is it that it's the character development that is so intriguing and that makes people so passionate about it? Or is the legal stuff, does it have any relevance?
Oh, my God. No, because it's really, do you ever see us go to trial? I mean, like, never, you know.
Yeah, I love it. Now you're talking law.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. It's like, it's really, it's the deals that happen behind. And I don't think there's really a show that does that. And I think the writer, here's what, and this is not me kissing ass, because believe me, my boss always, you know, they have this unbelievable knack to be able to walk that fine line of, like, story of law behind the scenes and then character relationships. And, like, between Donna and Harvey and Rachel,
right.
Mike, Rachel Lewis, like, it's really, you know, they make it look easy, but it is really, I'd love to see someone else try to do a show like that. Like, I just don't think, you know, you can make a cop show, but, like, it's always about them catching, criminals, or how about, like, cop show when you're never really seeing them catch criminals, and it's just about, like, the characters that work in a precinct. I mean,
so what you're saying is that the law firm really isn't what a law firm is like in real life?
Well, I think we've definitely inspired lots of people who want to get into law. That's where I've been approached many times saying, wow, you guys make it look like, you know, this is how I want my career. This is where I want to be. And
wow. That's so cool. That is so cool. You know, this morning, and I got to tell you, Rick, I have a son who's just a little bit older than yours. He's about 2.5 years old now. And I asked him this morning, and this is the truth. I said, do you want to be a lawyer or an actor? And he actually said a lawyer, so I was a little disappointed. I was hoping he was going to say an actor who plays a lawyer.
That's the best.
Oh, Alan, you're one hell of a father to be cool with their son deciding to get into the entertainment business.
Yeah. You know. Listen.
Hey, Alan was an actor. He went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. He was a total actor.
Rick, I am the complete failure. What you became as an actor, I had to go back and be a lawyer. So that when you don't succeed as an actor, then you become a lawyer. You know, I know you have to go, and we really appreciate, because you've been taking time from your birthday party. It's Toronto. It's sunny. It's a great day. You've got all your CAF people there celebrating with you, and you took the time out of the day to call us and to talk to us about your life so far, and there's a lot more coming. We want to remind everyone that the premiere is on USA Network June 24th. It's Suits. We've been talking to Rick Hoffman. Thanks so much for being with us, Rick.
Thanks so much, Rick.
It's Carrie and Alan. It's a privilege. Thank you so much for having me. And any time from here on in, I'm in.
Okay.
Have a blast at your party
today. Happy birthday.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right,
okay.
Bye.
And we need to take a break now. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. By calling the Treatment Helpline for Drug and Alcohol Addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. Call 1-800-452-1653. 1653.
Listen to The Drive Home all week for your shot at a family four-pack to Universal Studios Hollywood. Celebrate the 50th anniversary of the world-famous studio tour. Enjoy thrilling rides, shows, and attractions. And coming June 25th, experience the studio tour's all-new grand finale. Fast and Furious, Supercharged. Want to go? Just listen to Julian and John all week, 3 to 6, and you could be on your way to the entertainment capital of L.A., courtesy of the entertainment capital of L.A. Radio, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
That's what I always say. Everything that can go wrong can be made right. And we are taking negatives and turning them into positives. We just had on Gervie's Law, Rick Hoffman, who is Lewis Litt on the television show USA Network Suits. And he talked about the evolution of the character of Lewis Litt from the pilot episode to the 5th season, saying that we saw in Lewis a transformation. We saw a lawyer who started out as kind of a baby, as a crybaby, and then soon enough we saw he had a heart. Carrie, do you believe that lawyers actually have a heart?
You know, I do. Not all, because I've seen some pretty shady, nasty ones and been involved in some pretty shady, nasty ones. But the lawyer I have right now, Troy Martin, Martha Patterson, those people have hearts. absolutely. They do it for the right reasons. And I think they're in law for the right reasons.
Yeah.
But you don't see that a lot.
But, you know, I question
you. You, hold on a second.
I don't have a heart.
No, you don't for a lot of times. And I do think that there's a part of you that is, like, there's something like it's just all intellectual and just all.
Yeah.
But you take on cases that, and I watch you talk about them, and you're heartfelt about some of these people who have been unjustly wronged.
Yeah, I guess so, but that's more intellectual. For me, it's an intellectual approach, because I always tell my wife, Nancy, I say, don't worry about me ever having a heart attack, because I don't have a heart.
Oh, that's horrible, Alan. That's horrible.
No, you know,
I think you have to have a steel heart for this job, too, because all the people that come in there and tell you their sob stories and how horrible life is for them, that's horrible.
Yeah, no, it is. And you have to be part psychologist. But there's a lot of political things that go on in a law firm. My law firm is medium size. There's a lot of firms that are, of course, a lot bigger. But when you talk about the different lawyers and the competitiveness and people trying to establish themselves as the successful lawyer, and we see that on the show Suits, I think it does happen in real life.
You do?
Yes, it does. In our firm, you know, and I don't want to mention names because I love everyone who works for us, but I know there are some, you know, petty insecurities that go on.
Sure,
and we
sure.
have means. It's any work environment.
Does that stop sometimes different cases?
No.
From moving
I think
or?
It's. You know, I don't think so. I think it's amplified with lawyers. And, you know, we do have egos. I was interviewing for a new lawyer position. We're hiring. If anyone wants to send me their resume, it's at rgwlawfirm.com, rgwlawfirm.com. And I interviewed, and I said to the person, how motivated are you by, you know, making some money? And she looked at me thinking, why are you asking me this question? And the reason I was asking is because I need someone who has an edge. And it's not only the passion for helping people, that has to be a given. But you have to want to, you know,
make some money. I agree. And there are people who are like, it's not about the money. I'm going to help people. And you know what? Good for you. Those people do a lot of social work, and those people do work that a lot of people won't take. And I respect those people. But if there's, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not saying this with everybody, but you find people like that, that maybe it's not because of their heart, it's because of their competency level.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But, you know, on the same token, when lawyers sit there and they have the greatest heart and they're talking to their clients forever and they're talking about things that have nothing to do with the case, if they're billing by the hour, shame on them, because they shouldn't be taking advantage of people or of insurance companies or of corporations and billing money for conversations that have nothing to do with the case.
Right.
But if it's on a contingency fee, they're wasting their time because they need to do some work. And there are all of these decisions that come into play when you are a lawyer. How do you manage your time? And we see it on TV in Suits that it's a drama. It's a TV show. It's not 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours a day. But if you're working 8, 10, 12 hours a day, you have to figure out how to manage your time. And some attorneys really suck at it.
You know what? Some do. I know a couple, but they don't charge. They don't.
They're the nicest people in the world.
They will keep you on the phone. You know, this call's free. You know, yeah, it was nice chatting with you. You know, that's great, but you're not making money here.
And you're not furthering a cause.
Right.
My whole goal, when I talk to someone, I want to make sure that I am trying to meet their goals. When someone walks into the office, I say to them, what are your goals? What do you want out of this? Because I can do it for you, or at least I can try to do it for you. But if you're all over the place and you want to talk to me about my radio show, I mean, I get a lot of people who come into my office and they want to say, what does Carrie Kasem look like without makeup?
Oh, you're a liar.
And I say, she looks just like she does with makeup. I can't tell when she comes in and when she doesn't. In fact, isn't it true that you emailed me or you texted me earlier today and you said, are there going to be any pictures taken today because I have no makeup
on. I'm not wearing makeup. It's radio. I love the fact that I can come in sweats, my hair up, and no makeup. It's radio. But a lot of time now, there's social media everywhere.
Right.
There's cameras everywhere, so we have to get made up.
And how did I respond to your text?
You said, I'm not wearing any underwear.
That's what I said. You know, but I don't tell my clients that because I don't think it's professional.
No, you don't?
No.
They ask
me about, you know, the radio show, and I say, hey, I need to focus on what our goals are.
And that's why I freeball. No?
What does freeballing mean?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I thought you were going to talk about going commando?
Oh, yes.
All right. So here's the deal here. You know, we're trying to figure out the difference between Suits, and we just had Rick Hoffman on from Suits, as a lawyer in a law firm versus a real lawyer in a real law firm in real life.
I'll tell you the difference. They're not that, like Rick said, he said, you know, people, they come up to me, they talk to me, and in just a few minutes, they realize I'm not that quick-thinking lawyer. I stumble, I don't finish sentences.
Yeah.
He did say that, didn't he? He did, and he does, but, you know, he's a smart guy. But Aaron Sorkin writes characters like The Newsroom, you know, and
yeah.
These really fast-talking, quick characters that I don't believe at all. I there's only a couple people in my life that I've ever met that are that intelligent, that are so quick, that can put sentences together and thoughts and ideas together like that. It is rare.
Yeah.
And so when I see a whole cast talking like that, it's very hard for me to get into it because I don't believe it.
It's the writing.
And it's beautiful writing.
And I'm
don't get me wrong.
You.
The writing's beautiful, but I just go, I don't believe that person can think and talk that fast.
And I shouldn't say this because I know there are a lot of people listening, and we're talking about lawyers here, but not all of them are as intelligent and well-spoken as you would think. Sometimes you listen to a lawyer presenting his or her case in court, and you sit there thinking, seriously? Did this guy ever graduate from high school?
Yes.
And it's a lawyer.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes lawyers get a reputation of this quick wit, smart, well-spoken person, and then in reality they're stumbling over their words in front of a judge, and a judge is looking at them thinking, come on, dude, can't you give me better than that? Bring it.
Exactly, and if you have a jury and you can't tell a story in front of a jury or be convincing enough or put together one, get off the stand or take some acting classes. Now, I know lawyers who actually take improv and acting
right.
So they can be better storytellers. They can present their cases better.
You know, and you know that I was a member of the Second City
yes.
Improv Group
yes.
in Chicago, and that's how I developed skills in talking before people because I was making a fool of myself on a nightly basis on the streets of Chicago when I was a lot younger. And I remember when I went to my first law firm, I told them that I was going to be doing this improv stuff, and their first reaction was, great. It can only help you when you go before a jury, when you go before a judge.
True.
What they didn't know is I was going to quit that firm and end up going to acting school and forgetting about trying to go before the judge. So, you know, I think it's a good balance. You need to use your intellect. You need to use your knowledge of the law. But at the same time, you need to protect your reputation as a man of words. I'm speaking. I have the silver tongue. All you lawyers out there that aren't taking that seriously, go take an improv class.
So true.
Go to acting school. Do something to help you perform better because a lot of time it is about performance.
You'll win more cases.
And you'll look better doing it, whether you're trying for your client to be a passionate advocate or you're just simply feeding your ego because you're an insecure
money-hungry
scumbag. You know, but we're going to make this a positive. We're not going to end on that negative note. Next week, you won't want to miss it. Again, it's the Doctor's Roundtable with Alan Gervey. It's starting its first show at 3 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KBC. It's going to come right after Gervey's Law next week, and we have some great guests. There's going to be a panel of three. It's the Bill Maher Real Talk, Real Time show with Alan Gervey, and we have Michael Bloom, Dr. Avi Jaffe, and Dr. Liana Georgoulis on. We're talking about addiction, and we are talking about dependency. We're going to talk about it in Gervey's Law, too, so next week, look out for it, the Doctor's Roundtable with Alan Gervey and Gervey's Law. As we deal with addiction and drug dependency, Carrie will be here live on Gervey's Law next week at 2 o'clock, and then the Doctor's Roundtable with Alan Gervey.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you have any topics whatsoever that you want to hear on the medical show, if you have an issue that you're dealing with, go to our Facebook page at Gervey's Law and message me. Just message me at the Facebook page on Gurvey's Law, and we will tell you much more about the roundtable coming up next week. Thanks for listening.